There are four bills at the state capitol which directly affect schools. For more information about them, we've left a link called At Real Impact, where you can actually send a message to your legislature letting them know what you think about it, and they already have a pre-scripted message to help you. So the first bill is AB 5, which requires teachers and staff to complete training on identifying LGBTQ youth at risk of bullying, lack of acceptance at home or in communities, profiling students and Christian parents. SB 596 doesn't allow parents to speak out to defend their child's innocence and improve the quality of education, because it gives the school districts the ability to bring charges if they feel threatened or harassed, which potentially is based on their opinion and could be false claims. AB 598, it adds to comprehensive sex ed by adding a physical or digital resource about nearby abortion services. Students that are seventh and higher grade will be encouraged and taught how to have safe sex and get info on how to access abortion services. AB 1078 gives school boards the requirement to have a two-thirds vote to remove a textbook, instructional material, or curriculum, which the additional requirements gives more control to the Department of Ed over the children's education. So, Father God, we come before you and we pray for each of these bills to not pass. We pray, God, for those that are listening and those that are heard about this, that we pray the word would get out and that more and more people will express their concerns to their legislators, congressmen, senators, those that are overseeing this and making decisions on it in California. We pray, God, that there will be empowerment to the parents and not the schools, that the government would have less control on what is taught and when it's taught and how it's taught. And we come against this spirit that's trying to denigrate families, that's trying to force this, the question of who you are, and expecting everybody to just to fall to the same beat as they're running. We pray, Father, that these children and parents who want to express their concerns about the way that their children are being taught theories instead of the basics, and spending more time on their agenda versus and making classrooms uncomfortable and bathrooms uncomfortable and curriculum confusing and sex ed, that more kids are having sex, which is causing more and more problems in the end, as we all know. So, Father, you know the hearts of these people. We pray that you would turn the legislators to the truth. I pray that they would go back to them being parents and what was it like for them, and do they really want their kids having to accept this and this type of stuff? That would they really want their child to have an abortion? Would they rather have that grandchild? Father, we pray that you would appeal to their heart and to their emotions. And we ask, God, that people will still be able to speak up and that people will take action as needed. But God, we still ask for a miracle. You can part the Red Sea. You can turn the hearts of these legislators, because you put them in place. You said to pray for our leaders. And so here we are, praying that you will soften their hearts and that you will set them free from the lies they've been hearing, and that they will know the truth, and the truth will help them make the right decision opposing each of these bills, in Jesus' name.